afraid by seeing the picture of a monkey on a wall. Now she would go to the forest. Therefore, Lord Ram, Sita, and Lakshman took off their royal clothes and, dressed in bark, went to the forest. We cannot imagine the situation of the residents of Ayodhya. All became mad. Even the animals were weeping. All became stunned and lifeless, like pictures on a painting that never move. All become lifeless and still. And the unthinkable, Ram went to the forest. Dasar Maharaj was weeping. He remembered the curse of the Brahman. Yes, now I am dying in separation from my son. Haram, Haram, Haj. He went back to Godhead. Ram went to the forest for 14 years, performed wonderful activities. One day, the sister of the demon Ravan came. When she saw the beauty of Ram, she became attracted. She did not want to serve Ram, she wanted to enjoy Ram. She changed her form. She approached Ram, "I want to marry you." Ram could understand she has no devotion, only she wants to enjoy me. There's a vast difference between serving Krishna and enjoying Krishna. Right, Vijay? Enjoying Guru and serving Guru. Enjoying Gauranga, serving Gauranga. Enjoying the mat, serving the mat. So much difference. Therefore, Ram said, "I cannot marry you. My wife, Sita, is here. But you can marry my brother Lakshman. He is single." She came to Lakshman. Who can be blamed? Lakshman also so attractive. The second form of Ram. Only Ram is green. Greenish. Lakshman is white. No difference. White gold. When she saw Lakshman, she also became attracted. By the mercy of Bhagawan, you become attracted to Guru. By the mercy of Guru, you become attracted to Bhagawan, Krishna. Therefore, she approached Ram. "I want to marry you." Lakshman said, "Why? Me? Don't you know I'm a servant of Ram? Therefore, you marry me, you'll have to become a servant of Sita. You should go and marry Ram." And then she said, "But Ram already has a wife." He said, "Don't let that put you off. His father had 360 wives. So what if Ram has two?" She went back to Ram. Ram put her back to Lakshman. Kumar says she was like a football, kicked from one end of the paddock to the other. And she realized, "Both of these are cheating me. The cause of all my problems is Sita." She went to kill Sita. Ram indicated to Lakshman by glance. He took out his nose, right? Took out his nose, his knife. I'm tired. Lakshman took out his knife, cut off her nose and cut off her ears. And being greatly deformed, so that no man would ever touch her for the rest of her life. Because even though she was a demoness, she was a virgin girl, she had never been with any man, her first love was Ram. Ram accepted, "This life you cannot be with me, but next life you'll be with me." Therefore he deformed her in such a way that no man would ever touch her with a 10-foot pole. And next life she took birth as Kubja. And Krishna accepted her in that form. But that pastime we'll talk about later. Even Vijay would stay away from her. That's much. She was ugly. There was Supanika weeping. She went back to her brother Ravan. And she was very clever. "Oh, Ravan, have you seen the form of Sita? She is love personified. So attractive. So beautiful. She is made for you." Hearing the form of Sita, Ravan developed a greed. Therefore, he came to kidnap Sita. First, he went to his uncle Marich. "Oh, Marich." Marich, after being, remember, he was thrown 800 miles into the ocean, remember? After that, Marich took sannyas. He was living in the forest. He tried to forget Ram, but he could not forget. Why? What color is Ram? Green. What does he wear? Tree bark. Therefore, in the forest, Marich, he is looking everywhere. Green trees, wearing tree bark. Everywhere he became absorbed in the thought of Ram. Therefore, Marichi became absorbed in the thought of Ram out of fear. But anyway, smartavyo satato vishnu vismartavna sutriyat sarvavidi nisidayo etayo evakinkaram. Rupa Goswami said, "Always remember Vishnu and never forget him." These are the only two rules and regulations. Somehow, Marichi's mind was absorbed in thinking of Ram, but not out of love, Ram, out of fear. Ravan went to Marichi, "You will help me kidnap Sita. You will take the form of a golden deer, and you misdrag Ram and Lakshman off, and I will kidnap." Marichi said, "Are you mad? You don't know the power of that person. He looks like an ordinary person, but he is the Supreme Lord." Ravan grabbed Marichi by the throat. "Either you help me kidnap Sita, or I'll kill you right here." Then Marichi thought, "Rade, rade. If I'm killed by Ravan, I get no benefit at all. But if I'm killed by Ram, at least I get liberation." Chela. He went. Marichi took the form of a golden deer. And Sita, when she saw, "Oh, look, Ram, capture the deer. If you capture him alive, we can keep him as a pet. If you cannot capture him alive, you kill the deer and take the golden skin, we can give to Bharat." Therefore, Ram showed, if you're a henpicked husband, how much you're going to suffer. Therefore, Sita was pecking, pecking, pecking. Lord Ram showed, if you follow the orders of the wife, you're going to cry. He ran after the deer. He tried to capture the deer, but he could not capture. Finally, he realized this is a demon. He shot Marichi in the heart. Marichi, at the time of death, cried, "Oh, Lakshman, save me!" That sound with the same voice as Ram carried to the ears of Sita. Sita said to Lakshman, "Go and save your brother." Lakshman said, "This is a trick. That was no. Have you ever seen a golden silver spotted deer? There's no such thing as this. This is the maya of some demon. No one can hurt Ram. It's a trap to keep you alone." Then what happened, Gopi, you know? Sita said, "I know you. You're the spy of Bharat. You want that I will be dead? Then you can enjoy me. You go and save your brother, otherwise I burn myself to death right here." Then what can Lakshman do? He has to go. He drew a line. The Lakshman Rekha, "Oh Devi, don't step out of this line. You'll be safe." And Lakshman went to go to Ram. Meanwhile, Ravan came in the form of a bogus sannyasi, looking like a sannyasi, but his only business is collecting women. Therefore, though some of them are still around even today, Ravan came in the disguised form, "Bhavatam Bhiksham Dehi, Mother, give me benediction. If you give me something, I bless you, your husband will live a long life." Sita was afraid to come outside. Then he said, "You come outside and give me donation, otherwise I curse you. Your family will die." Sita was afraid she came outside of the protection. She came out of the order of Lakshman. I mean, she stepped outside of the order of the spiritual master. And what happened? She lost everything. She lost Ram. She lost Lakshman. She lost everything. Ravan kidnapped her and took her to Lanka. We described the other night how Ram was mad in separation from Sita. Then Jatayu, who was killed fighting Ravan, Jatayu gave some news. "Look for Sugriva." Oh, sorry, that was another story. Tarak demon. There was one lady in Perth, her name was Tarak. Whenever I tell this story, she goes, "Not again. The demoness Tarak." Therefore, Ram went looking for Sugriv. Sugriv's wife had also been kidnapped by his brother, Vali. Therefore, Ram and Sugriv made a deal, a bargain, a friendship. Ram promised, "I will get your wife back if you help me to get my wife back." Therefore, in order to get the wife of Sugriv, Ram shot him from behind a tree. When Vali was dying, Vali said many harsh words to Ram. "Oh, disgrace of your dynasty. Why you killed me? I had no argument with you." Actually, you know how powerful Vali was? Vali was so powerful, every morning he'd take bath in the seven oceans of the world. One time Ravan came to pull him by the tail. And when he was pulling Vali's tail, Vali didn't even know that Ravan was there pulling his tail. He jumped and the hairs of Vali's tail caught Ravan and he dragged Ravan through the seven oceans. That's how powerful Vali was. Vali, at the time of death, said, "Ram, you are a coward. You could have fought me face to face, but you didn't. Instead, like a low-class man, you shot me from behind a tree when I wasn't looking. This argument had nothing to do with you. You are a most sinful person. Therefore, I'm dying and going, but you are a disgrace to your family." You are so foolish, you shot me for no interest of your own. I'm a monkey, you cannot eat the meat of a monkey. You cannot use the skin of a monkey for anything. You have committed sinful activity. I have no wealth. I'm just a monkey in the forest. You have killed me for no self-interest of your own. Therefore, how much you are a fool. Bali gave those arguments. Then Ravan gave another answer. Oh, monkey, you are talking about religion. You have no idea what is religion. Ram, you knew what I was talking about. Ram said, monkey, you're talking about religion. You have no idea what is real religion. I'm the representative of King Bharat. My job is to punish sinful living entities. You are most sinful. You stole the wife of your own brother, who is to be considered like your own sister. How much you are sinful. Therefore, I punish you. You are an animal, not a human. Therefore, I do not have to fight you face to face. A hunter can shoot an animal by hiding behind any tree. There's no rule. Therefore, Ram gave good answer to Vali. Vali was satisfied. And Vali then begged forgiveness. Prabhu, most people at the time of death can only chant your name or think of you. But how much I am fortunate you are directly present before me. Haram, haram. Vali went back to the spiritual world. All the monkeys were sent to find, where is Sita? Hanuman came. Hanuman discovered, where is Sita hiding? When news came back, all the monkeys joined in a huge army and went down to South India. How extraordinary pastime. The Supreme Lord, who could kill Ravan just by thinking of him, or could send the Sudarshan Chakra by long distance. But Lord Ram did such an astonishing pastime, he took help from the monkeys. Therefore, people are very confused by the pastimes of Ram. He crossed the ocean, and there was big battle. There was the son of Ravan called Meghnath. When Meghnath was fighting with Ram and Lakshman, he bound them with a snake rope, and Ram and Lakshman fell unconscious on the ground. In the morning, they will die. That time Garuda was watching. Garuda was bewildered because no one can defeat Lord Narayan, but Lord Ram has been defeated. Therefore, Garuda's mind was confused. Who is this Ram and Lakshman? Therefore, Narad Muni said, oh, Garuda, you should go there and help Ram, because snakes are always afraid of birds, especially the eagle. The Mexican national flag, there's an eagle with a snake in his hand, in his claw. When Garuda went there, the snakes became afraid and ran away, and Ram and Lakshman came back to life. Therefore, Garuda was even more bewildered. What's going on? If he's the Supreme Lord, that means he's unlimited and all-pervading. How can anyone bind anyone who's all-pervading? Well, the Supreme Lord is meant to be all-powerful. How could he be bound by the snake rope of Meghnath? Garuda's mind was confused. Therefore, Narad Muni said, if you want to understand the pastimes of Ram, you have to go to the crow, Kargvasandi. So this is a great lesson to us. When we choose spiritual master, especially Shikshaguru, we should not look for externals. Imagine Garuda, the king of birds, is taking Shiksha from who? A crow. Imagine on Garuda's false ego, I'm the eagle, king of all birds, the personal carrier of Lord Vishnu, thank you very much. And now he has to go and learn about the Supreme Lord from a crow. How shameful. But Mahaprabhu taught us, no. Kibo vipra, kibo nasi, sudurkena noi, jo Krishna tatvaveti se guru hoi. Who knows Krishna? He is guru. He may not be brahmachari, sannyasi. He may be any position. Even he may be a crow. But he knows Krishna, that is our guru. Therefore, we choose Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru, we should also understand, not judge by externals. But we are so much foolish, we always judge by externals. Therefore, we're always cheated. Therefore, Kargvasandi, he told all Ram Katha. Millions of birds were hearing, and Kargvasandi was also hearing. Kargvasandi's answer to the questions of Garuda, that's called Ramchritmanas. Therefore, Garuda was very much astonished. How you know so much about the pastimes of Lord Ram? And Kargvasandi told his own life history. Just like Narad Muni told the history of his life to Vyasadev. Like Gopakumar told his life history to Janasharma in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Deva Guru Maharaj said, when the Guru describes his own life history, it's more than the Vedas. So much powerful. Could have said that in Miami now. Therefore, Kagpa Sandhi said, in my last life, I was a Brahmin. Sorry for keeping you awake, Keshav. In my last life, I was a Brahmin, and I was worshipping Lord Shiva, but my Guru was a Vaishnav, but I never used to follow his instructions. One day, Kagpa Sandhi said, I asked Gurudev, when I offer these leaves to Lord Shiva, what mantra should I use? So his Guru said, you should use the mantra, Vaishnave Bhyo Namaha. I offer these leaves to the greatest devotee, Lord Shiva. Kagpa Sandhi said, I merely became angry. I began shouting at my Guru, you low-class fellow, you're always putting Shiva down and putting Vishnu in the topmost place. He began to abuse his spiritual master. The spiritual master is the embodiment of humility. Just hanged his head, but Lord Shiva could not tolerate. Master Braj, come in. Thank you. So much fun catching Braj. Sit down, it's all right. No, don't. I'll catch you again if you sleep. It's all right. Thank you. So Kagpa Sandhi. So what was I talking about? Lord Shiva came out of the murti. You rascal, you are criticizing your own spiritual master. I curse you, take a million births in hell. That time the spiritual master fell at the feet of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, you are so kind, please forgive him. Some fault is there, but he is still my disciple. Therefore Shiva said to that Kagpa Sandhi, see how merciful your guru is? Because your spiritual master is begging to me on your behalf, therefore I forgive you. Your million sinful births will take place in 1 second. Deva said he took birth as a maggot. The maggot was eaten by a sparrow. Sparrow was eaten by a cat. Cat was eaten by a dog. Dog was trampled by an elephant. 1 second. 1 million births passed in 1 second, and he took birth again. This time as a sudra. That time, now he had faith in the words of the guru, and now he had faith in the words in the service of the Supreme Lord Ram. Therefore, he heard of the great sage Rom Lo Mahasan. Rom Lo Mahasan. Lo Mahasan and Rom Mahasan are two different persons. Lo Mahasan means the hairy sadhu. His life history is very interesting. One time, Indra went to visit him for blessing. So Indra asked him, how long have you been sitting here doing bhajan? So Lo Mahasan replied, you know how long I live? Kali Yuga is how many years? 432,000 years. The previous Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, is double that. The next Yuga is Treta Yuga, which is double that. And Satya Yuga is double that. That means Satya Yuga is 10 times the length of Kali Yuga. 4,320,000,000 years. So that one Divya Yuga, you can get out your calculator. One Divya Yuga of Satya, Treta, Dwapara and Kali is bigger than Ben-Hur, a long time. 1,000 Chaturyugas is one day of Brahma. 1,000 Chaturyugas is one night of Lord Brahma. That's something like how many? So many billions of years. Brahma lives for 100 years. Then Lo Mahasan said, every time one Brahma dies, one of my hairs falls out. And when all the hairs of my body are finished, I also die. So Indra said, that's incredible. Why you're just living under a tree? Why don't you build yourself at least a bhajan kutia, a grass hut? Lo Mahasan said, life is short. Why waste time? Therefore, Lo Mahasan was there. Kagpa Sandhi went and asked him for initiation into Ram Mantra. Once you take initiation from bona fide guru. But the guru tested him. No, don't worship Ram. You should worship Sai Baba's afro. The impersonal Brahman. I'll give you a mantra by which you can worship the impersonal form of the Lord. But Kagpa Sandhi, his mind had completely changed by the mercy of Guru and Shiva. They said, no, please, I want the mantra of Ram. I want the mantra of Ram. I want the mantra of Ram. Lord Mahasan became angry. I want the mercy of Ram. I want the mercy of Ram. You sound like a crow. Ark, ark, ark. I curse you, become a crow. Then he became a crow, and the crow said, please, sir, still give me the mantra of Ram. So that's how Kagvasandi became the great devotee of Ram. Kagvasandi. Kagvasandi ki jai. So, Ravan was on the other side in Lanka. Ram has to build a bridge to the other side. Therefore, there were two monkeys, Neil and? Neil and Nala. They had a benediction as young monkeys. They were very restless. They used to take the Achaman pots and the tilak and the asan and of the sadhus and throw them in the water. Therefore, the sadhus curse them. We curse you. Anything you throw in water becomes will float to the surface. Therefore, Neil and Nal, they made a bridge consisting of rocks, writing the name Ram on each rock. They cast the rock in the ocean and they build a big bridge. When Ram was watching, Rishi, back to base. Rishi, come in. Ram was watching the monkeys are throwing stones and the stones are floating. Ram thought, I'll also try that. Ram took a stone. He threw a stone in and his stone sank. And Ram was amazing how the monkeys can do everything. The monkey said, Prabhu, all your energy you've put in your own name. Therefore, your name can do something which even you cannot do. Ram Nam Ki Jai. But Hanuman also said, Prabhu, anyone who you throw from me your hand, how he'll cross the ocean, he must sink. Therefore, by the mercy of the name of Ram, the impossible was performed. Tulsidas said, all glories to the name of Ram. How many people did Ram deliver? One or two? But the name of Ram has delivered millions and millions of sinful persons. Therefore, the Ram, Hari Se Bara, Hari Ka Nam, Prabhu Se Bara, Prabhu Ke Nam, Antame Nikalai Parinam, Hari Se Bara, Hari Ka Nam. All glories to the name of Hari's Nam. Sorry. All glories to the name of Hari. It is even more than the Hari himself. Therefore, at the end, if one can chant that name, his life is perfect. Antame ne parinam. Therefore, all the monkeys crossed. That time a huge battle was there. Finally, Ravan came out. Ravan had the benediction from Mahadev. He had 20 hands, 10 heads. No matter how many times Ram would take off the heads and arms, they would grow back. Therefore, Vivasan gave Ram the idea. He has a pot of nectar underneath his belly button. If you pierce that, you can kill him. Actually, Tulsidas said the real reason Ravan could not be killed because he was always thinking of Sita. Therefore, Ram could not kill him. Therefore, when Ram pierced the navel of nectar, that pain was so much intense. For that second, Ravan forgot Sita. And then that second, Ram took his life. Therefore, Ravan Nasankari Sri Ramachandra Ki Jai. Therefore, Ram finished his pastimes. When Sita was brought by the monkeys towards Ram, that time Ram gave order, tell her not to come on palanquin. Narottam. Sit properly, otherwise no prasad. Ram said to Sita, how you can carry in a palanquin? The monkeys and bears have given their life for you. You should come bare feet. So all the monkeys could see you, all were looking. When she came, Ram said, I cannot accept you. You have been 11 months in the house of another man. And how I can know your chastity? Then Ram ordered Ravan, Lakshman, build a funeral pyre. We will test you in the fire. Then Lakshman was very sad. Oh, what a terrible service. But I have to do it because I'm the younger brother. Therefore, Lakshman made a vow. From now on, if ever I come, I'll never come as your younger brother again. I'll always come as your older brother. Therefore, in the future incarnations, Lakshman always came in the form of Balaram and Nityananda Prabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described that Ravan could never even see the real form of Sita because her real form is completely spiritual. Therefore, Ravan was cheated. He took a mayic form of Sita, a material form of Sita. Still alive, Ram? Hang in there, Ram. Only 2 hours left. Ram, I remember we went to England. Ram was the only one who used to laugh at my jokes. So I'm still indebted to him. Therefore, a big fire was made, and Sita prayed, "Hey, fire, you are the witness of everything. If I have never thought of any man except for Ram, even for a second, then prove me to be pure." Sita entered the forest. All the monkeys and bears were weeping. That time the fire god took the mayic form of Sita and gave back the divine spiritual form of Sita. Sita Ram ki jai. Therefore, they went back to Ayodhya. You cannot imagine the meeting of the residents of Ayodhya again with Ram after 14 years. The pastimes of the Lord always have the meeting of the Lord, then the separation from the Lord, then the meeting again. That time Ram, as ideal king, he used to check all the citizens are following the rules and regulations or not. Therefore Ram, I read, Ramayan says a little different, but Bhagavatam says a little different. Ramayan said one of Ram's spies was checking. But Bhagavatam says Ram himself was checking in a disguised form, some plastic mustache or anything. Ravan came across one dhobi washer, one cloth washer. His wife had spent the night outside the house. Therefore, the dhobi was roaring, "Prostitute, get out of my house. You have been in the house, you have been with another man. I will not accept you back." These days, men have no character. The women have no character also. Therefore, they deserve each other. Thanks, Vainu. That time, a woman who spends with another man, then how anyone will accept her back? But the men are also like that these days, therefore they make good patching, good matching. That dhobi said, "What? You have been outside my house all night? You have been with some lover? I will not accept you back. Get out of here. I'm not like Ram." His wife was 11 months in the house of another man, but Ram accepted her back. "But I'm not low class like that." Ram heard. Ram became very much sad, because the guru or the king must be beyond suspicion. If the sannyasis, especially sannyasis brahmacharis, they're having affairs with women, then how they can give instructions to others about spiritual life? Therefore, the guru and the king must be beyond suspicion. That is 100% fact. Ram thought, "Now I'm being questioned. If I'm being questioned, no one will follow my instructions and all will go to hell." Therefore, Ram thought very deeply, "I have to give up Sita." Therefore, he ordered Lakshman, "Take Sita to the other side of the Ganga and leave her in the forest and come back." That time, how much Lakshman was weeping to perform that seva. Therefore, he left Lakshman, left her. That time, Sita was crying. Sita said, "I know now why I'm being thrown away from the service of Ram. O Lakshman, I made offense to your lotus feet. Please forgive me." And Sita was weeping. Lakshman was also weeping. When Sita fell unconscious, Lakshman left and came back. Sita was adopted by Valmiki, who is the writer of the Ramayana. There, in the ashram of Valmiki, unknown to Ram, she had two sons, Love and Kush. Therefore, Love and Kush were always hearing the pastimes of Ram, but they never knew, "Ram is my father." Because Valmiki is a great devotee and Sita, she is the greatest devotee. What are they talking about in the ashram 24 hours a day? Ram Katha. Therefore, Ram wanted to perform sacrifice to teach the process of that age of Treta Yuga by Yajna. He asked Vishwamitra, "Gurudev, I want to perform some Yajna." But Vishwamitra said, "You cannot perform sacrifice without your wife. You must marry again. Call Sita or marry again." Ram said, "I cannot marry again. I cannot call back Sita. Gurudev, please give some other process." Therefore, Vishwamitra made a golden form of Sita. For 16,000 years, Ram performed sacrifice, and each sacrifice was a new form of Sita that was Rama has himself breathed life into those deities. At the end of 16,000 years, there were 16,000 Sitas hanging around. They all said, please accept us. Rama said, I cannot. I can only accept the original Sita. They were crying. Without your service, our life is useless. Then Rama said, I bless you. Next incarnation, I will accept you all in the form of gopis. Therefore, Krishna Chandra is very kind. When Ram was performing sacrifice that time, Lav and Kush came. And they said, King, we are very expert singers. We wish to sing to you one poem. That poem is the Ramayana. Everyone heard of the Ramayana, Charles? Ramayana, have you heard?
Okay.
You've heard now. The pastimes of Ram. Those boys began singing the Ramayana from beginning to end. Such sweet voices and with so much emotion, everyone was weeping. Hanuman, Angad, Sugriv, Lakshman, Bharat, all the queens, all the residents of Ayodhya were drowning and weeping. So pathetic. Guma said the pastimes of Ram, so sad. Full of suffering and full of separation. Therefore, Ram indicated to Lakshman, who are these boys? How they can speak with such emotion? Cannot imagine. Ask them who they are. Deva Lakshman came, my dear boys. He came with a big pot of jewels as donation. My dear boys, tell me, who is your father? That time Lav and Kush laughed. Oh Lakshman, how foolish you are. We are brahmacharis. Why you're asking who is my father? The brahmachari only knows one person. Who is my guru? Why are you asking who is my father? Then Lakshman gave them the jewels. Take this as donation. Then Lav and Kush said, we are not businessmen. We are speaking only for the happiness of the king. We live in the forest. We only need bark and roots. We don't need jewels and gold. Therefore, that time Ram could understand, these are my sons. He sent a message, you call Sita back. When Sita came with Valmiki, that time all were there at the meeting again of Ram and Sita. That time Ram said again, O Sita, you have to prove your chastity. That time, terrible thing. She said, I cannot tolerate it anymore. O Earth, I came from you. When Sita was born, she was born when Janak Maharaj was plowing the earth and she came from the earth. She said, O Earth, you are my mother. I came from you. I cannot tolerate this. Therefore, you are my witness, you are my shelter. If I am always chased to Ram, I have no other thought except for him. Please protect my shame. The earth opened, came up and took Sita back into the earth, and the earth closed. That time Ram was so furious, he took his bows. Earth, give back my Sita or I'll finish you. When Ram was angry, the ocean, he almost dried up the whole ocean by one arrow. That time Ram was only joking. This time, how much he was furious, began, I will kill, destroy the world. That time Valmiki came, Maharaj, please, this is the end of the Ramayana, the last chapter. This is all in your pastimes. Understand and be peaceful. Therefore, at the end of the pastimes, one big aeroplane, Biman, came. All the residents of Ayodhya, all the monkeys, everyone went back to Godhead, except for one monkey. Dvita Gorilla. Dvita Gorilla, who made offense to Lakshman. All others returned except for him. And some say he is still here in a form today. Bhagavan Ram Chandra Ki Jai. Last pastime of the ninth canto. The pastimes of Yati Maharaj. And from we will begin tonight, right from the 10th canto, fresh from the start. You're not careful, Jai, we'll have a human sacrifice at the end of the Bhagavatam reading. That means you're safe as a subhuman. Therefore, telling the pastimes of Yati Maharaj, why Krishna appeared in the Yadu dynasty is by the greatness of his devotee Yati. A long story, which I'm cutting short. Therefore, Sukracharya, his wife is Devayani. They were staying at one king, Vishvapadava. Vishvapadava had a daughter, her name was Sarmista. Because they're all in one, like one family, those daughters went and were all taking bath together. They took bath without any clothes on, therefore their saris were jumbled here and there. When they came out of the bath, then the cloth all looked the same. All had taken downstairs from Jiva's. Therefore Devayani, the Brahmana, she was naked. And Sarmista, the Kshatriya, the daughter of the king Vishvapadava, by accident she took Devayani's sari. So Devayani became very angry. Who are you, rascal? You are like a crow stealing what is meant for the fire yagya. You are a low-class Kshatriya. How dare you touch the property of a Brahmin? Then Sarmista, she is a Kshatriya, she has so much anger. You're calling us, you are the dogs that eat the remnants of us. How you maintain yourself? You maintain yourself by our mercy. After we finish eating, we give you the remnants. Who are you to dance on my head? Sarmista became angry. She grabbed her and pushed her into a dry well without any clothes on and went home. Therefore, Prabhupada said, 1,000 mustaches can be together, there'll be no problem, but 4 breasts are together, there'll be a problem. Must be some argument. Gurudev tells a really funny story. One time, right? How's it in the ladies' ashram, Radhika? World War III? If a Gurudev tells a really funny story, you'll like this one, ladies. One time, Krishna was very thirsty. He asked Arjuna, bring me a glass of water. So Krishna went to get a glass of water from the river. He came back. Arjuna was in shock. Krishna said, what happened? Arjuna said, I just saw the most incredible thing. What? I saw 2 women together and they weren't fighting. Then Krishna said, that's completely impossible. I don't believe it. I want to see for myself. Then Arjuna and Krishna went to look. And it was what? It was one woman and her shadow. That's why they weren't fighting. But one woman was doing like this to her shadow. Therefore, these 2 young girls were fighting. Sarmista threw Devayani down the well, and she Devayani was naked down the bottom. She didn't even give her sari back. Therefore, the great king Yayati Maharaj, by good fortune or bad fortune, depends how you look at it. He was walking through the forest. He heard the cries for help. He looked down and saw Devayani in the bottom of the well without any clothes on. Then, right, a girl who's seen naked cannot be seen naked before anyone else but her husband. Therefore, what to do? She's down the well. The king passed his cloth down. She covered herself and he passed his right hand down. She grabbed the hand and he pulled her out of the well. So in Vedic times, if you hold the hand of a girl, that means she's your wife. At marriage, what do? They bind the hands together. Therefore, Devayani says, now you have married me. Because you have held my hand. Also, you have seen me naked. What can I do? That means I'm your wife. That time, Yati Maharaj was not very pleased. Because she was a Brahmin and he was a Kshatriya. This is a mixed marriage of different temperaments. These days people just marry because of sexual attraction. But real marriage, the husband and wife should be compatible also by mind, by moods, by, what's a good word? By character. Thanks. Last time I asked Vijay for any grammatical help. Their temperaments should be compatible. But these days people just marry, oh yeah, she's good looking, I'll marry her. Therefore, Yati Maharaj was not very happy with the marriage, but because she was also very attractive, then Haribol, he agreed. Also, Devayani said that because she had been cursed to never be able to marry a Brahmin, Sukracharya had a magic mantra. If he chanted that mantra, he could bring anyone to life. Therefore, Kacha, he wanted to learn that mantra. Kacha was a demon. Therefore, he went to the guru, Kacha was a demigod. He came to Sukacharya to learn the secret mantra. Therefore, every time the demons knew the instinct of Kacha, they used to chop him up into small pieces. Sukacharya would chant the mantra and bring him to life. Another time they burned him to ashes. He came to life. Then finally the demons burned him to ashes, mixed him with Sukacharya's wine, and Sukacharya drank the wine. Therefore he was saying, "Oh Kacha, where are you? Where are you? Gurudev, I'm in your stomach. I've been digested. Then, oh, what can I do if I chant the mantra and bring you to life? I will be killed." Then Kacha said, "Gurudev, tell me the mantra. When I come out of your stomach and kill you, I'll chant the mantra and give you life again." Therefore, Kacha was born out of the abdomen of Sukacharya. He chanted the mantra. He brought his Gurudev to life. Devayani wanted to marry Kacha. Said, "I cannot marry. I've come from the womb of your father. Therefore, you and me are like sisters." Devayani said, "You're crazy. I love you." Therefore, he became angry and cursed her. "I curse you will never marry any Brahmin." Therefore, Devayani could not marry any Brahmin. Therefore, she had to marry King Ayati. Therefore, Devayani, she was very much pained by the fact that Sumistha had thrown her naked down her well. Therefore, Vishvapadava, the king, was very afraid of the curse of Sukacharya. Therefore, he agreed to the marriage. Therefore, Devayani said, "I will marry, but I want one dowry. This Sumistha will be my maidservant." And Sukacharya warned Ayati, "You never sleep with this Sumistha." But the king Ayati, he was very much attracted by Sumistha also. So he had a relation with her. She became pregnant. When Devayani realized that her husband Ayati had cheated her, she went and complained to her father. Her father gave him a curse. "You lusty fellow, I curse you with old age." What is dropsy anyway? Does anyone know what the disease dropsy is? Isn't that when your body fills up anyway? What is it? No one knows? He became cursed with old age. That time Devayani was crying because Devayani was very lusty. Therefore she said to her father, "I have many lusty desires, but my husband is now an old guy. He cannot satisfy me. This is not just a curse to my husband, this is a curse to me also." Therefore Sukacharya said to Ayati, "You can transfer your youth to anyone who agrees to take your old age." Therefore, Ayati had 4 sons. The oldest one was called Yadu. Ayati Maharaj said, "Yadu, you are my son. You come from my body. Therefore, your body is mine. It's the duty of the son to serve the father in all respects and to fulfill his desire. I order you, take my old age and I will take your youth." That time Yadu was a great devotee of the Lord. Yadu said, "No. This human life is meant for spiritual life. Sorry, this human body is meant for spiritual life. It's meant for austerities. It's meant for the service of the Supreme Lord. And you will misuse my youth just to enjoy sex life with your wife. I will not give. I will serve the Lord." Therefore Yadu became so much angry, he cursed you. "I curse you, no one in your family will be king." Therefore Krishna was so much controlled by Yadu's pure affection that Krishna appeared in the Yadu dynasty. Therefore Krishna is named Yadav Chandra Krishna Ki Jai. That's how Krishna appeared in the dynasty of Yadu. The other sons would not agree to change their youth for old age, but the youngest son, Puru, who after liberation went to New York, Puru Maharaj agreed to take the old age of his father and exchange his young age. Therefore, Puru became very old and decrepit, and then he went to New York. And Ayati regained his youth. Therefore, Ayati, now he's very happy, now he had a new body. He was always enjoying with his wife in all different types of ways. But finally he realized this is also not making me satisfied. So finally, by enjoying a lot and by suffering as a result, intelligence came. So one day, Ayati told a story to his wife. One day there was a goat That goat, as he was moving, he saw a she-goat in a well. The she-goat was very, the male goat was very lusty, and the she-goat was also very lusty. The man goat dug his horns and let her out of the well. She came very easily. That she-goat had a nice milk bag and good hips. When she saw the very handsome he-goat, who was very expert in sex life, they married each other. That he-goat had a nice beard and mustache. Therefore, just like a person haunted by a ghost becomes mad, that he-goat, bewildered by sexual enjoyment, became mad and enjoyed her he knew nothing else, day and night. One day the he-goat had a relation with another goat. The she-goat was very sad. She would not talk to him and ran away back to her owner. The owner was a magician. He cursed the he-goat that his testicles would fall off. That Brahmana angrily cut off the testicles of the he-goat. The he-goat was very sad, and the she-goat was also very sad. By magic process, the testicles are reattached, and both were happy again. Therefore, even after enjoying for many, many years, the he-goat was not satisfied. Therefore, my dear wife with beautiful eyebrows, despite enjoying with you for millions of years, I become bewildered by your beauty and I have forgotten the task of self-realization. Alas, it is true. Even though a person may achieve the whole world, achieve all wealth, gold, and food grains, if he is lusty, nothing can satisfy him. As supplying butter to a fire does not diminish the fire, in the same way, no one can become free from sexual desires by engaging in sexual relationships. Therefore, I am very much sad. I am too much suffering. For those who are too much attached to material enjoyment, it is very, very hard to engage in the service of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, one who wants to be happy must voluntarily give up material desires, which are the cause of all suffering. Therefore, matra svasa dohitreva vivekano sato bhavet. If one wants sexual attraction is so strong, one must not sit on the same seat even with his own mother or his own sister. Therefore, my dear wife, I have spent 1,000 years enjoying with you and I am still not satisfied. Therefore, now I promise I will give up all desires and I will only meditate upon the Supreme Lord Krishna. I will go to the forest. Therefore, King Ayati divided his kingdom amongst his sons and went to the forest. Therefore, Yati achieved perfection. Krishna was to appear in his dynasty. Therefore, end of the 9th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, Yati Maharaj ki jai. And tonight, thank you Jayasri for beating up on Kishori. Tonight we'll hear the 10th canto, beginning with the birth times of Krishna. So everyone can bring some sweets. Charles, bring a box of sweets, some things that we can offer to Krishna. On your birthday, we give gifts. Therefore, Krishna is so much happy on this day. His father, Nanda Baba, gives everything. Today, we'll talk about. Tonight, we'll talk about Janmashtami, the birth times, the birth and childhood pastimes of Krishna. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana. Go Premanande!